This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. Did you catch the 2015 Billboard Music Awards? They were held at the MGM Grand Garden Arena in Las Vegas, and Taylor Swift took home 8 awards after kicking off the show with the world premiere of her star-studded video for her latest 1989 single called Bad Blood. The Billboard Music Awards were based on album and digital song sales, radio airplay, streaming, touring, and social media interactions. Measurements that are tracked year-round by Billboard and its data partners, including Nielsen Music and Next Big Sound. The awards were based on the reporting period of March 10, 2014 through March 8 this year. The winners: top artist Taylor Swift, top new artist Sam Smith, top male artist also Sam Smith, and top female artist Taylor Swift. Top group, One Direction. Top Billboard 200 artist, Taylor Swift. And top 100 artist, Meghan Trainor. Top digital song artist, Taylor Swift. Top radio songs artist, John Legend. Top touring artist, you guessed it, One Direction. And top social artist, Justin Bieber. A survey of 1,000 adults in the UK found that men look at their reflections 23 times a day on average, compared to women who check themselves out 16 times. While the ladies are generally checking that nothing is out of place and worrying about love handles or stray hairs, guys admitted most of the time they check themselves out purely for the pleasure of admiring their favorite body parts. On average, men confess to spending 10 minutes per day looking at their reflection, which amounts to almost 6.5 days per year. When it comes down to their favorite parts, the majority of guys are all about the guns, with 76% checking out their arms, followed by their legs, smiles, eyes, and hair. Five things that happen to couples when they've been together a long time. If you and your significant other have been together for years, there are five things that commonly happen over the time. Number one, you develop your own private language. Having an insider language is a sign that you and your partner are in sync. Number two, you stop self-censoring. We self-monitor when we talk to strangers, but that goes away when talking with our partners. Number three, you start to sound alike. You pick up each other's mannerisms. Number four, you start to look alike. Couples can tend to pick up on each other's style and start to mirror each other. And number five, you have inside jokes that no one else thinks are funny. Your stories and experiences are only funny to the two of you. PR guru Frank Piamonte is a former California TV reporter who changed careers and became a public relations expert, who loves working with charities like Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, I think, you know, Mike, first of all, there is nothing easier to promote than Make-A-Wish. Talk about a brand and a name. When you hear that, I mean, people are going to show up. It's that easy. And I am very lucky to be part of this foundation.
Well, tell everybody your background, because you really have done it all.
Yeah, Mike, I started off in journalism and was a reporter for 8 years in television out in California. And I hung up my microphone, so to speak, and got into public relations. And in a roundabout way, I met Tom through my old PR firm. And I started doing all the pro bono work for Make-A-Wish. And it's been now a 9-year relationship, and it's the best foundation and the most fun I ever have.
And, you know, I say this all the time to people, and it's sometimes hard for them to believe, but doing stuff for free actually ends up blessing you many times over down the road.
I can't tell you how much that being part of this foundation and doing this work and meeting these people, the volunteers, the vendors, and everyone who donates all their time is such an incredible experience. And I'll tell you one thing that I find most important. I work with a lot of clients in the banking industry. And no matter how much work you do, getting them on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, they're never happy. The little bit the work that I've done, getting them a little mention in a small publication, the love, the appreciation is like no other. It's what makes those days so fantastic to be part of this foundation.
With PR guy Frank Piamonte, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend.
Oh, America Weekend. Where Are They Now with Ahmad Rashad.
This Maryland native shares the record for most Wimbledon and U.S. Open titles during the Open era. His 14 Grand Slam titles are second most in the history of tennis.
And the 21-year-old Sampras has a Wimbledon championship.
So where is Pete Sampras now? Pete has been married to actress Bridget Wilson since 2000. In 2010, thieves stole a collection of his trophies, including two Davis Cups and an Olympic ring. Later that year, during a Hit for Haiti charity event, things got a bit testy when his former rival, Andre Agassi, poked fun at Pete's financial situation.
Wait, I want to impersonate you.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have any money. I just...
Oh, that's how you want to play, huh?
It's all fun and games till somebody gets hurt, huh?
Pete Sampras, tennis champ and part-time punching bag. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Everybody's heard of worker burnout, but have you ever heard of kid burnout? Happens a lot with very gifted children. Here's the social science of it. Case study, a gifted 15-year-old violinist on his way to a great career. Then one day he quits, never picks up a violin again. It's sort of like a midlife crisis at age 15. What happened?
Tell me and I'll kiss you.
When kids are young, they think like kids. Learning is fun. But when they hit puberty, we expect them to be more logical, more adult-like. As a result, many kids no longer enjoy those things which once gave them pleasure. What's the cheap psychological trick? Well, don't be so quick to push your kids to grow up. If you do, you may be pushing your child away from the things they love to do. Comments? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.